Mark's passion narrative is fast-paced chaos. Within this story that we heard just now, a character with no name and no lines seems to understand that there's an inner logic to this chaos. And this would be the unnamed woman who broke an alabaster jar open and poured perfume on Jesus. So I'd like for us to stop and get to know her for a few moments. We meet this woman at Bethany, which was just a few miles from Jerusalem, in the house of Simon, who we only know as Simon the leper. At dinner, a woman pushes her way through the inner circle to the table where Jesus is sitting, and she breaks open a jar pouring expensive perfume onto Jesus' head. In the ancient world, this action of anointing was customary either for preparing a body for burial or for the anointing of a king. And Mark's gospel tends to rely on irony, so we should presume that this is a double meaning here. And the jar would have been a carved, round container of alabaster that the woman broke open permanently, kind of like you would break open a piggy bank. It was a commitment. Mark tells us that the perfume was made out of pure nard. It's not really a word that we hear often. Nard is the flower of spikenard, which grows in the Himalayan region. So this would have been really expensive stuff. So in short, this woman has made a costly mess. Imagine the scene. Broken shards of alabaster on the floor, perfume on the food, interrupted conversation, a year's wages worth of money lost, thrown away. So the disciples object to her extravagance, noting that the money could have been used to give to the poor. And the disciples, who on one level are correct to object to this costly mess, they are in a problem-solving mindset. But the woman who anointed Jesus with the costly perfume, she was onto something else. Jesus didn't come just to solve our problems. The anointing of a king for death was a statement that we need more than a problem solver. We need a savior to deal with sin and death and the devil. In our tradition, by which I mean within mainline Protestantism, we tend to be very good at speaking about forgiveness, love, and justice. We are less conversant in why it is that we need God for those things. The Passion of Jesus confronts these most difficult topics: abandonment, betrayal, execution. It's tempting to skip right ahead to Easter Day without spending time with the Passion narrative. But if we fast forward to the empty tomb, then half of the meaning is lost. The writer and Episcopal priest Fleming Rutledge has written a masterful and in-depth book that details different theories of the atonement, theories of why Christ had to die for us. And buried in her scholarly prose is a delightfully down-to-earth analogy of why we need the crucifixion. And this jumped out at me. Say you're making a ham and cheese sandwich, she writes. You don't ask which ingredient is more important. If you don't have both in the fridge, it's not a ham and cheese sandwich. Likewise, the crucifixion doesn't make sense without the resurrection. The resurrection doesn't make sense without the crucifixion. From today, Palm Sunday, through sundown on Saturday night, the church has carved out a week for us to reflect on the significance of Jesus' final days. Spending time inhabiting this story is what we might call a holy mess. It's holy and messy at the same time. During Holy Week, we spend time with the reality that there is something that is very wrong in our world and in our hearts, and it needs to be made right. This week, the crowds waving the palms disappear and turn into angry mobs, and it's the same group of people. As Jesus gets closer to his execution, the woman who broke the jar disappears, the male disciples disappear, The female disciples hang back and watch the crucifixion from a distance. Silence sets in. The baby who Mary laid in a manger, who healed lepers and silenced demons, who told stories and gathered children to himself, he cried out his last and then goes silent too. That silence grows louder on Good Friday and Holy Saturday. Between today and Easter, as the story follows Jesus through his last days and hours, our humanity and his divinity clash. We bring our mess, our own messes, our collective mess, to the foot of the cross and realize that there's nothing we can do except ask and receive. The tradition holds that the woman who anointed Jesus was Mary Magdalene. So she stood with Jesus' mom at a distance, watching as he took his last breaths. Cast out, mocked, crucified, he hung there to win over sin and death. For us, we might wonder, what was she thinking at that moment? What are you thinking about all of this? The woman who broke the jar of perfume made a costly mess. This week, let us take after her and allow ourselves to grow silent and to confront our deep limitations and be broken open at the foot of the cross. Amen.